K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Good morning, everybody. This is BJ with Just Stuff. My guest today is Mrs. Mary Boyd Smith, and Mrs. Smith is a licensed clinical social worker, and she has been for over 40 years. Today, this is her platform, and she will discuss with you today the art of forgiveness, and we will allow her to come to you in whatever way God wants her to represent him. Mrs. Smith.
Good morning, BJ, and again, thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm on a mission today because we're going to talk about forgiveness, and many of us at some point in our lives have had to deal with unforgiveness. So let's talk about it. First thing I'm going to do is encourage. Hello, everybody out there. I want to encourage everybody to get ready. Get your pencil and paper ready. There may be something that we say today that will encourage you, that will help you. So we want to just have a good conversation today. First, let's pray, because I want to just thank you, Lord, for this day. Root out all distractions that may be about all of us who are listening and talking today. We need to hear from you, Lord, and we want to present a word to your people so that we will be a better people, that we can continue to glorify you in all that we do and all that we say. We love you so much this morning, and we honor you. Okay, you guys, you're ready? The world today, our country, our state, our parish, our community, the neighborhoods we live in, our households, and even us as individuals must learn to forgive. It is not an option. It's a commandment. Unforgiveness leads to misery, obsessions, oppression, meanness, anger, hurt, sadness, bitterness. It leads to a life of unforgiveness, and it gets to be something like a sore. You ever had a sore on your body or knew somebody that had a sore that went untaken care of? People did not take care of it. It went unattended. Thus, it becomes infected. And without treatment, it affects other parts of the body. It gets into the bloodstream, and when that happens, it becomes toxic. Well, my listening friends, that's what happened to us when we allow a seed of unforgiveness to root in our bodies and to root into our minds. We become lots of things that we don't want to be. We begin to think things that we don't want to think. We act in ways that we don't want to act. Just by getting that little seed, and it begins to take root in our spirit. But the Bible tells us, you said, well, why forgive? Because some bad things have come out of things that have happened to me. But the Bible tells us to forgive, and we will be forgiven. The prayer that Jesus taught his disciples instructed us to daily forgive others as God forgives us. So as we seek God to forgive us for things that we think, we say, we do, we want his forgiveness, because that gives us a fullness and the wholeness of life when we're able to wipe our slate clean. And isn't it wonderful, BJ, when we can do that every day?
Absolutely.
Because God told, Jesus told the disciples, you pray daily to be forgiven. And as you pray and ask for forgiveness, I'm going to forgive you. Now, that's wonderful. To me, that is a wonderful thing. It, even your bestest of friends, your parents maybe even, are not always able to just turn it on and turn it off and just instantly forgive us. But we can get instant forgiveness from God through Jesus Christ simply by forgiving others. So think about the decisions that you are making and holding on to grudges and so forth. And I hear somebody in my spirit saying, Mary Smith, you don't know what you're talking about. This happened to me. Guess what? God is a universal God. He's for everybody and everything. I may not know, but God knows. And his commandment is the same, that we must learn to forgive.
Do you think that part of unforgiveness is the enemy's way to interrupt our walk with God?
Oh, absolutely. Because sometimes when we are at our best, when we are at our very best, and we're doing something that God has assigned us to do, that ugly, mean, unforgiveness spirit will creep in. And when that spirit creeps into us, it affects everything. Everything around us, what we say, what we do. So anything that Satan can do to slow down, to stop the process of us doing what God will have us to do, he's going to take advantage of it. That's why we must always be careful of Satan tactics and always say, guard your spirit, guard our spirits, guard our hearts. Because if we don't, Satan will pick us up and throw us around like a rag doll.
And how do we guard our spirits?
We guard our spirits. I'm glad you asked. That's one of the things that we're going to talk about. As I talk, first I want to give up, talk about a few commandments. And these are Luddist commandments, everybody. But they are based on the word of God.
Amen.
So what I was going to say, first of all, to answer your question, we must pray always and trust God. That's the first commandment that I'm going to talk about.
Okay.
Learning to forgive requires that we trust God. And how do we trust God? You say, you know, you tell me a lot of stuff. I want to know how you do it, the mechanics. That's why I told you to get that pencil and paper ready. We trust God through his word.
Amen.
You can't trust me unless you know something about me. You just say, oh, she's a social worker, I trust her. Well, we can fall many times by just blatantly trusting somebody or something that we don't know about. So when we began to trust God and to pray, we have to know what God has told us about trusting him. We have to know what he's told us about praying always, never ceasing from praying. And then he's told us the prayers of the righteous availeth much. He's told us if we pray in earnest, he's going to hear us. And he's going to bless us and grant our requests. So when we start off with unforgiveness, it may be, it's a process. It's not an overnight thing. And so we have to go in and say, God, I just trust you. Don't know how, don't know. And that's what I tell God. Sometimes I say, I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to do it. But I'm sure of this one thing. You are going to take care of this for me. So I just began to pray about it and to thank him for it. So when we learn to know God's word, how do we know God's word? Because we're studying God's word. We're meditating on God's word. And when we do those things, he will begin to give us more and more. And we'll find that that word, just like, it will push out unforgiveness. It will just push it out of the way. But tell God what you need to tell him, because he knows already. So just be honest with God and say, this is the way I feel. I want to slap her. I want to hit him. Lord, I want to curse sometimes. Whatever, because of that unforgiving spirit. Mm-hmm. When we acknowledge our and confess our faults, he's just and able to forgive us.
Amen.
So I'm saying to everyone, don't hold on to it. You don't have to. And the thing about unforgiveness, you've heard it before, it's not about the person that you're forgiving. It's about you. As long as I hold a grudge against somebody, or I'm upset with somebody, I don't forgive somebody, they have power over me. Mm-hmm. But I am empowered at the moment I decide, Lord, I forgive them because you are so much bigger and you're so much better. I'm not going to worship unforgiveness. That's what you're almost doing. You're almost worshiping it because you keep letting it come back and you keep babysitting it and you keeping it. But when you get to the point, you say, oh, no, you ain't welcome in my heart no more, in my mind, in my spirit anymore. So I'm going to trust God. And sometimes we just have to go to scriptures and say, Lord, I trust you. Lord, you told me if I seek you, I would find you. Lord, you've promised to never forsake me. We just have to go to God. Just go to God. And it may not be a lot of scriptures, you know. Find you a scripture and stand on it.
Amen.
Stand on the promises of God. And it will work. So first we're talking about God. And we're trusting God. We told you how you're going to trust him and what you're going to pray. The next thing I say, seek how to forgive and to accept forgiveness. God already knows what we're feeling. He knows our hearts. And I've talked about this one already. So talk to him. Tell him everything and ask him to guide us in the process, because it is a process. It doesn't happen. It may be with some people it does. It may be happen in a twinkling of an eye. It may happen overnight. But more or less, it is going to be a process.
Absolutely.
And once we process it out through daily prayer for a while, it will surely come to pass.
And God is so awesome.
Were you going to say something? I'm sorry.
And one of the things, excuse me for interrupting.
No, not at all.
One of the things is like you said, to remember that it's a process and not give up, because some of the things that happen to people, and I mean, you've had things happen to you, I've had things happen to you, to me.
Absolutely.
But some of the things that has happened to us, you know, like betrayal or rejection or somebody did something or whatever. Some of those things affect us to the very core of our lives, and then it becomes very hard to forgive. But when, you know, it's placed in your heart, or when you start getting closer to God and you know that you're supposed to forgive, you know, like you said, to start that process and just don't give up.
That's right.
Don't give up.
I use the word entrench. We allow stuff to just get rooted in us and mm-hmm. entrenched in us. And when it gets that way, it becomes a struggle to plow it up out of us.
Amen.
To purge it out of ourselves. But y'all, it is not impossible.
No, God
is awesome too. Let me say something else. While we are going through the process of forgiveness and unforgiveness, God helps us with other challenges in our Christian life as we go along the way. For example, we may be struggling with unconditional love. We might say working on unforgiveness comes with benefits.
Mm.
Because as we learn to forgive, God teaches us some other lessons on the way.
Amen.
We learn to love without boundaries. We seek in prayer and in the word. We do that by reading the word, by inspirational outlets, like what you're doing right now as you're listening to us talk about forgiveness. You'd be listening on the radio. Some people see TV programs. We see videos. There is so many streams of learning now that there is absolutely no excuse not to know what God is requiring of us and get help from how we process it. And remember, God is faithful, and he is a rewarder of those who earnestly seek him.
Amen.
As I said before, if you seek God, you will find him. And you say, Luda, how you know that? I told y'all last time we talked, because I've tried him for myself.
Amen.
And we get sick and tired of the same old mess coming up in our spirit, make us don't want to get up, make us don't want to cook, make us not want to take care of the things that we need to, because it zaps our energy. Mm-hmm. Unforgiveness was just zap that. Sometimes it was zapping and you don't even know what's going on. I remember one time I was not feeling well, and one of my little sisters in the gospel said to me, I said, I'm just sort of, I don't have a lot of energy. She said, are you drinking water? And I said, I do diligently, but I haven't today. It was like the first sip of water I took. It was just like cleansing to me. It began to revive me. So sometimes what we need in our lives is just to put a little word in us, just to put a little inspiration in us. And a little bit will go a long way, because God knows what we need. And when we begin to seek him, we will find him.
Amen.
My next little nugget of commandment is meditate. Now, there are at least two kinds of meditation and many others, but the two that I'm going to talk about today is faith-based and secular. You know, faith-based is based on the word of God and on God. Secular is simply, it has no religious or spiritual basis. That ain't what we're talking about today. We're talking about faith-based meditation. And you say, okay, what's different? It's spending time with God. Oh, y'all, I can tell you, when we can find us a place, when we meditate, we don't worry about the food that's cooking, the children that's playing outside, we don't work, don't concern ourselves, we just get focused with God. We begin to just meditate on him, meditate on his word. We can pray while we're meditating. We can just talk to God. And you know, a good part while we're meditating, listen to God. He will talk to us.
Amen.
He will share with us. But meditation is not easy until you practice it for a while. Some people meditate every day. And meditation is different from when we're praying. It's different from when we're reading the word, because it's like we block out everything that is going on. And you say, Lord, I just want to spend time with you. And that's how we get to fall in love with Jesus. You know, I was a Christian for a long time, and I don't think I really was in love with Jesus. I just believed in Jesus. But the more I went about, that if I sat at Jesus' feet, and the more I knew about him, and I told him one day, I said, Lord, I just want to love you. I don't want to love you for what you do. I don't want to love you for anything, but I just want to love you. And when we get to the point that, you know, I love Jesus so much, and my friends laugh at me, I take communion. And when I'm taking communion, when I get to the part that we talk about and they spit on Jesus, I just cry. I say, of all the things, I know they did a lot of things to him, but they spit on him. And so when we get to a point that we just love God, we can meditate on God. So I encourage you to learn to meditate, and it will deepen your relationship with God, and it will help us to learn to forgive, that all of this world, things that are going on in the world, they are not worth it. So just love on God. So I think I've said all I wanted to say. Did you have any questions, BJ? Because I'm just going on and on and on.
Oh no, that's fine. It's okay. You're fine.
Okay. And remember about meditation. Busyness can be a distraction. Be still and know that I am God.
Amen. That's one of the hardest things that it is for us to do, because we want to fix it, and when we can't,
we can't fix it.
We have to give it to God and let Him fix it, because we can't.
That's right. And I could say so much more about meditation. That we learn to take deep breaths and get our minds and our spirits into be mindful. Don't allow yourself to think left, right, front, forward. Just stay in the presence. Be mindful of what it's. And just think, God, I'm breathing. Lord, I'm able to see. Lord, I'm able to focus. Help me to focus. And when we spend that time with God, that's some of the best time that we will find that we can ever spend with God. The next thing I want to talk about, having a spirit and a heart of thanksgiving. When we look back over our lives at everything that caused us to have unforgiveness, if we really are honest, we can match 100 to 1 plus for every good thing that has happened in our lives. So as we begin to forgive, let us focus on being thankful to God. When we get a negative thought, place it with a positive thanksgiving thought. Lord God, you just woke me up this morning and I thank you. Lord, my children are traveling up and down the highway, but they're safe and I thank you. Lord, COVID-19 is causing a havoc in the world today. Thank you for protecting us in the name of Jesus. When all of the negative thoughts come into our mind, have a spirit of thanksgiving. Now, don't be surprised that Satan will not pick on you when you begin to meditate and when you begin to focus and love God and when you begin to have a spirit of thanksgiving. But we have to press our way. We have to stay in a spirit of thanksgiving, and God will always prevail.
Amen.
The next thing I wanted to mention was, don't give up. Don't stop trusting God. Seeking and meditating and praying, all praying, seeking, meditating, giving thanks. If you practice these simple steps, you will be empowered to forgive and to accept God's forgiveness. So it is important that we learn to keep fighting. You know, life is not going to always be perfect, but don't give up. And I would be remiss not to acknowledge the need to forgive comes out of some very hurtful, some very awful, sad, traumatic, sometimes frightful, and even deadly experiences. In no way do I minimize the reasons we find it difficult to forgive. It's all the more reasons, though, why we should seek healing and not allow these experiences to continue to have power over them. As I said before, we must fight the good fight of faith. So today, I kneel in prayerful solidarity with you. We teach best what we have learned. I have learned to forgive, thus I'm a better person for it. And my declaration is, use me, Lord, to do a work for you. Anoint my life. Fill me through and through. For your service, Lord, I have a job to do. You can use me, Lord, to glorify you. May we always foster a spirit of forgiveness. Let us always trust God, love God enough to be in his will and in his way. May God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Mrs. Smith, for being with me today talking to our listeners with such wonderful information about forgiveness. Our time is up, and everybody, we thank you so much for listening. Thank you again, Mrs. Smith. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come, Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying